Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Babbling Mother. Today I have two special guests with me. I have my grandma and my mother, that's Nana and Nani. And today we are going to talk about how prices have changed over the years. There's at least 20 years between you guys and then 20 years between me too, right? So that's 40-year difference?
Three generations
worth of differences. I like that. And so, yeah, we're just going to go right into it. All right, so the first thing we're going to is diapers. How much were diapers?
Oh, man, a bag of diapers?
Yeah, in 1997 or 6, depending on which kid.
6, yeah, they were like $5.
For how many?
$5 or $5.97 for I want to say 18, and this is probably like a size 4, let's say, Huggies, and we only bought the Huggies in the maroon bag.
That's so funny, it's a red bag now?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh, it's red.
It is?
Maroon. It's red now. Oh, wow. I don't know what it was back then. I wasn't born.
Yeah, what about you, Mama?
I would say about, I think it was like $3.75. That's what I would say. Yeah.
Do you know how many came in a box? Do you remember? That was a long time ago, so I don't blame
you.
Yeah,
probably around 10, I would speculate.
Okay. I buy bulk diapers, so I buy probably, it comes with 160 diapers for about $45.
Wow.
Yeah, it lasts quite a bit, but I also go to Costco for it, which Costco has a really, really good deal.
Yeah. How much are they now for Costco box?
$45.
Yeah.
Okay. We're in size 5, so we only get about 160, I think.
So 20 years, and they were 25 probably when we were buying them at Costco.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and it also depends, like...
That's a $10 inflation in 10 years.
Yeah.
And that's Costco brand. That's not... I don't buy the Huggies, I buy the Costco brand.
Yeah, these were Costco
The Huggies brand. Are like, I think they're like $50.
Yeah. And they only have one brand with us.
Oh, really?
Pampers.
Really?
Pampers
was the first diaper brand? Always,
yeah.
That's we crazy.
Got, yeah, because my mom and dad got us that.
That's so
that
cool.
That baby service.
Mm-hmm.
Diety service.
Which you can talk about.
Okay. And they'd come, you'd set the bucket out every week. They'd come and get all your cloth diapers.
That'd be so nice.
Diety
diaper service. And it was a little truck looking like for kids.
All the stork on
pink
it.
And blue, stork on it.
So we had actually, when Mason was getting ready to be born, we had looked into diaper services.
Wow.
And?
Yeah, I remember. I told you.
I thought.
I was going to get it
for you. We talked about it, but the price, A, was insane.
Yeah.
And then with the trailer, it just didn't seem doable.
And I told you, I think it was really great to use at home, but whenever we... went anywhere or did anything or went to family or something.
Yes.
It was a hassle.
It was for us too because we had to, you always take baggies.
I would.
Bagged, you know.
I love the idea of cloth diapers and I 100% would do it, but I think it's such a waste of water.
It's what?
It's a big waste of water because nowadays they have an attachment to the toilet.
Yeah.
Where you attach it to the toilet and you like spray the poop off in the toilet.
Wow.
And then you put it in the washer. Yeah. And to me, like, that's such a waste of water.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And the other thing is formula.
Oh.
Yeah.
How much is formula? Did they have... They had formula when Mom was a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you
but
remember?
But it was... I thought it was Similac was the first one. Yeah.
That's what I use now.
Yeah. Similac was...
Mom was the weird one.
Thanks.
Nutrimigen. Right.
What was it?
Well, no. So Carnation Good Start.
That's
what it used
which
to
is
be
now
called,
Gerber.
Which is now Gerber.
Yeah.
But Carnation Good Start back then was what Gerber puts out to break the proteins down in the stomach, and so it's like a probiotic in the.
Yeah.
And Stephen had really bad acid reflux.
Yeah.
So you had to get that.
He's
right?
had esophageal reflux.
Oh.
That means that the valves, both valves, some babies it's one. He had both valves not working. That means they were flapping open.
Yeah.
Just
so weird.
Hanging out. So
not
he would just profusely vomit everywhere. They were going to do surgery. Somebody told us about Carnation Good Start. Went and got a container of it.
Network.
It was $5.67 at Walmart. And
are you kidding me?
It was a miracle thing. And let me tell you.
Yeah, it was a miracle.
And back then, you know, we went from trying goat's milk and all, you know,
everything.
Family was telling us things to try, old remedies. And we did what the doctor said and tried new Trimogen, which was $17.97 a can back then.
Back then.
And
so that's the normal price of a small can now.
Yeah.
It is? Of a small can?
Yeah.
And when I went to go buy a can for one of the kids, the grandbabies, it was, what, $25?
Yeah.
Yes.
So Mason's formula alone, I just bought two big cans of formula, and that's $80.
Yeah, they're.
If I buy three cans of formula, I'm going over $110. There's no leeway. It's $120 for three cans of formula.
I mean, it totally
He's on Similac Alimentum or...
Yeah.
Alimentum.
Yeah.
Something like that. So it's really expensive.
A little pricier.
It's a little pricier because it's one that...
Food allergies and color.
Yeah. He's lactose intolerant. And so for anybody who doesn't know, the Similac Alimentum, it's a really dark purple can. Well, this is a trial size.
Oh.
Yeah. This was the doctor gives me formula.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Because even the doctor was like, that's really expensive formula. Here, let me give you some boxes. And not a lot of babies use this.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, Target, you can buy two big cans and get a $5 gift card or a $10 gift card.
Oh, wow.
And anytime that deal is there, there's no cans.
Right.
I can't ever buy formula. But this formula comes half digested.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this formula comes half digested to make it easier on babies. And I've had a freaking run around with Mason. So this is the one that we stick to because it works.
It's just like a baby birdie.
Yeah.
Feeding its young.
And it sure does work on him.
It does.
All
it
his
does.
Gas
oh
and
my
stomach.
Gosh.
But boy, does that formula smell so bad.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it smells awful.
It doesn't smell good.
And he still has phlegm.
Yeah, he does.
He still suffers in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
So what next?
Bread.
Yeah.
So I think we all buy the higher end, and I'm doing the bunnies.
Healthier
bread. There you go. We all buy like the healthier bread. I grew up with the non-name brand bread, and it was $1. Growing up, or like 87 cents. But I spend about $3.50 a loaf.
Yep. Your dad and I would buy Franz.
I buy the...
I've seen it go up. I've seen Franz.
Franz is $2.98.
Okay, I've seen Franz go from...
And this is
the
also
white wheat.
Washington prices.
Yes.
It's different everywhere.
And I've seen Franz go from buying it for 99 cents a loaf.
Yeah.
And on sale, because it's $1.29, it's now $2.99 at Fred Meyer's. It's insane.
Yeah.
$2.99 and then $3.29 in some Fred Meyer's.
Well, how much was it when...
It's ridiculous.
Nana, how much was it when mom was growing up?
When she was growing up, it was, I would say 30 cents.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to go back.
Of course, we had the Helms truck when I was growing up. The Helms truck is the helmsman that goes in this van-looking car, and it has a horn that, you know, like, but not like a corn man horn. It's a horn like the truck does it, and he has all his Helms Bakery products that always, like, after school, dinner time, the Helms man would come by.
That's so cool.
And it was the same price as the market.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
How much was bread when I was growing up?
It was, you know, the cheapest bread. I'd say it's like 65 cents,
yeah.
75 cents. Yeah.
That's so nice.
The cheap, you know, just to go grab some bread.
To get some bread real quick.
65 cents.
Yeah.
Do you know they have bread that's like $6 a loaf?
But But now it's 99 cents a loaf just for the cheap generic.
Mm-hmm.
And you said what?
They have bread that's like up to $6.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the kind that you buy in the freezer is like 7 or 8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it has no...
And we shop at like...
Ezekiel.
I wonder how much bread is at like Trader Joe's.
I don't know.
It's pretty comparable with the
is it
Fred Meyer's.
The same?
Yeah, okay. I would say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes a little cheaper.
Oh, really?
Yes.
At nice. Trader.
Yeah.
She's okay.
And then the other one is gas.
Dana, how much was gas?
Oh, my gosh. When I was in school?
Anytime.
Yeah. My mom and dad, I remember like 40 cents.
A gallon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. That's
now,
nice.
That was when you were in school. What yeah. about as an adult?
She asked me when.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I mean, then when did...
Yeah, I remember it was $1.01.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a jump, though.
Yeah,
That's quite a jump.
It was.
That's crazy.
The oil and gas industry.
I remember when I was 1920, it was 98 cents at Arco.
Arco is relatively cheap, though.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, that's the cheapest.
I was thinking of the one particular Shell that we always went to.
Yeah, but still.
Karen and I like Shell.
Yeah?
If we had gone to Shell, it was going to be more.
He loves Shell.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
I go to... So they have certain places nowadays that are like $4.08 a gallon.
Yeah.
But this is also... like gas here, mm-hmm. I'm only spending $3.55 a gallon because I have a Costco membership. Which either way, my car is like, I think it's 20 gallon tank. That adds up.
It does.
That adds up very quickly.
And I also remember when we first moved here to Washington in 2000, mm-hmm. it was, I want to say $2.97, $2.96 a gallon. When we first got here?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
The Mustangs I had
28, it kind of fluctuated right between them.
Yeah. The Mustang I had, I remember in the 80s, it was a 5.0 1983 convertible, and it only did 9 miles a gallon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty
sad. Yeah, and that was pretty high then. 289 was real high.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I get about 320 miles on my car before it's empty.
Yeah.
And then the next one is a car. How much is a car? And I don't care if it's used or new.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Or the first car you've ever bought. Like, do you guys remember how much?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So back in 1996... we bought a Chevy.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh.
We bought
I remember that thing.
I know. 92 Chevy Cavalier. I think it was a 5.
Oh, it had a red stripe, right?
Yeah, it was the sport style.
It was white and it had this red stripe going down the side. Oh, that car was so comfortable to sleep in.
It was so great for the kids and it just was such a blessing at the time. And your dad and I, we took our taxes and we got it at through a loan shark, you know, like a guy who basically, you know, you go give him your car and he gives you money and then you only have so many days to go back and pay it off and get your car back. Well, pay off the loan and get your car back. Well, we got
that thing
it for
used to haul ass.
$2,500.
Yeah.
$2,500, I think, is what we paid for that. And it was great. It lasted a really long time. It was really good to us.
Mm-hmm. It did.
But the cars
didn't
were
that thing like
be prior to that.
Semi trucks?
So, like in 94, mm-hmm. what is it?
Yeah.
Was it 94? No, this was like...
You said no.
No, I'm sorry. You know what? We got that car when you were born. So that was in 97. Yeah. In 96, we actually went through 95 to 96, we went through two cars. And I can already tell you that it was a Ford Escort.
Yeah.
And it was the lowest man on the totem pole, the lowest style of model, make and model. And oh my gosh, it was like maybe a $5,000 car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we pretty much got it at an auction for
Do you know what year it was?
No, it costed us $300.
You got the car for $300?
At an auction.
Jesus. Yes.
Wow.
Yep. Nana, do you remember how much your cars were?
21.
Baby, why? Why do you have to play with the bag right now? Can you not play with the bag? Can we play with something else? Maybe you're pull out the bed and play with them in there.
Okay.
You can see the waves when you talk. I don't pay attention to the waves.
Oh, okay. So
the car. In 83, brand new Mustang was 21,000. Yeah, but that was also it was also a GLX Mustang, you know, with a 5.0. It was the first one that came out. Yeah, and then I purchased car one of them. Volant. 1972. It was your dad and I got it, and that was 1500.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a brand new car was about 21,000.
Yeah, it's in 1983, and but before that, in
10 years back.
Yeah, 10 years back. I would say like 18.
Okay. Yeah. I spent on the minivan now. It's not, I didn't buy it brand new. It's an 06. 06, bought it used. It came with about 150,000 miles on it. And mm-hmm. I probably spent about either 9 to 10 grand on it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah, it definitely was expensive, but mm-hmm. it is a really nice running car. It's running. It doesn't have any crazy damage.
Not a lot of problems.
Yeah. When we got it, we had to make minor replacements. We replaced, we like did services to the transmission and got an oil change when we got it. Mm-hmm. The people who had it before us took very good care of it, and you could tell it was a family car. Yeah. And I do know the lady who owned it before me owned a white dog. Because it's in my trunk.
Oh, wow.
I can't get that dog hair out.
Wow.
And my dog doesn't shed. And she's black. Yeah. She's got black hair.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I remember you telling me
about
Steven is spending a shit ton more money because his is an 11.
Yeah.
So he's paying a lot more money. But he also had a decent down payment, I think.
He did.
Wow.
I
was going to...
Go ahead.
Yeah. I had gotten a Toyota. Now, this was in, you had just come out here.
So, 2000.
Yeah. So, the Toyota was already had 308. I'm trying to think of the mileage that when I bought it. It was 10 years old, and it was 1,000.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's they, not bad. You know, yeah, they had car. It depended on the condition of it and the year of it and the mileage.
The mileage was probably what? 198,000.
Well, it was higher.
220,000.
So, a Tesla now can go for about $50,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Brand new.
And those Teslas.
Teslas are nice cars.
Not a worry. The electric cars, not a worry in that.
Yeah, there's a lady at our apartments that has a Tesla, and the only thing I question is how do you charge it? But at the Fred Meyers we live by,
they have a charger.
A ton of charging stations.
Yeah.
And Jeremiah says that in the morning it's packed, and I'm thinking like that's where everybody goes.
Usually you have one at home.
They don't have. I don't know how they would charge it at an apartment complex.
That's true.
Fred Meyers, there's a ton of people there.
I bet.
And so I'm thinking.
That's true. I never thought of that. If you did have a Tesla.
Yeah, how would you charge it?
But the Uber guy with the Tesla I was in said that never has repairs, no gas.
Don't you have to... Isn't there something at home? They give you something at home to charge it with.
Yeah, they give you the charge port, basically.
Yeah.
But that doesn't give you an outlet.
You don't have it. Yeah, you can't.
And then I wonder,
unless you have a garage.
Does their power, how much higher is their power bill because they have a Tesla?
Yeah, oh, he said there. He said that they're
paying for gas.
He said that his power was 28 a month.
And mileage, because you get
not bad.
You get more mileage on electric vehicles.
So the Tesla was $28 a month, and he goes, and I'm not even paying for gas, and it's moving me.
Mm-hmm. That's so nice
for that amount. Yeah.
So are the Tesla stations, do those cost money? I don't know.
No.
I don't think so. No.
No, he got it with the car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's but when they're charging their vehicles, it's free. When they, you could just pull up and,
But you get the unit when you buy the car.
No, when they're going to Fred Meyer's or something.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
It's
I was going to put makeup because makeup is such a wide brand. I'm not going to put that.
It is,
Because you can still buy makeup for a dollar.
Yeah.
Because thankfully, there's a dollar store.
Yeah.
But milk. How much was milk? Now that we've gone from, like, baby stuff to cars, now we're at milk.
Yeah.
We're just kind of jumping around.
Boy, milk has gone up so much. So what, Mama, will you go ahead and...
Well, the milk, we also, with that, back in my day, growing up, born in 1952, we also had Driftwood Dairy. And Driftwood Dairy, you'd put little flags up on with a clip in to hold them together, and you'd choose, I want an orange flag for orange juice, I want a brown... And then that would, but you didn't have low fat, non-fat, you just had milk. And I don't know what those prices were in that day. They still have it in California, Driftwood.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But actually basic milk was, and that was just like milk. The same thing that we talked about was the, bread, very similar. It's like 25 cents.
It was
and
what?
They weren't 25 cents, but it wasn't like a gallon of milk.
It was like a milkman milk type thing.
Yeah, it was in a I don't know how to describe it, kind of like a vase.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on they have Driftwood milk.
Yep.
Is Driftwood Dairy still open?
And it's on Laura Zusa.
Yeah.
In Temple City or El Monte.
Yeah, El Monte, California.
Yep.
I'm on their
That's
Yelp
still
page.
There. And yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Mom?
You know what? It's funny because we used to go to, and I can't remember if it was Albertsons. We used to get it on sale for 2 gallons for $5. And it was right...
You're around, right. Yeah.
Yeah, it was right around 2.68, 2.70. And that's per gallon.
Yeah.
And you're right. There weren't as many milk choices as you have now.
Oh, my gosh.
Now you I've definitely seen that grow.
Yeah. You have fat-free whole milk, 2% skim.
So in 1994, I was paying like $2.68, $2.70. Yeah. And then I can honestly say today I'm seeing $3.29.
So I spend about $3.50 a gallon. Mm-hmm. I don't drink milk. I drink almond oat milk. So
That's
I spend
all,
about.
Yeah. We pay a little more.
We pay a little more because of the oat milk. And almond milk, but Jeremiah and Tyler drink normal milk, and that's about $3.60. I also Googled it, and the average price of milk is about $3.68 per gallon for just normal whole milk. But if you buy a half gallon of organic whole milk, it's about $4.12 per per half gallon.
Wow.
So it's insane how much that has gone up.
It really has. And I buy the almond milk, and they're enough already, $4.99 for a gallon. Yeah, that's the only one I've ever drank.
And I drink it's probably not even a full half gallon of oat milk. And it's
around
$5.
Yeah.
So I don't buy very much of it.
Yeah.
But it's also, with oat milk, you can't drink it like
you can
milk.
No.
Like, it's so thick. But I don't know. That was weird.
Yeah.
And then the next one I just exited is eggs. How much were, like...
Oh, gosh.
So we buy the 60 count, or the 5 dozen. We buy 5 dozen
worth
of eggs. Yes. We go through a ton of eggs.
I just seen those at Fred's for 5 something.
Yeah, that's the one we got.
Yeah.
For $5 or $6. And
you get those.
Yeah, we get those ones. But we also get eggs from the chickens back at his dad's.
You still do?
We still get those eggs, too. So
awesome. But
we consume a crazy amount of eggs. Eggs and couscous is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Eggs, couscous, and Spam is my favorite. Like, that, ooh. What's up, baby cakes?
Couscous. I never thought about couscous. Yeah.
Okay, give me just a second.
These are really good grains.
Can I get you a snack? Do you want to say hi to the podcast? It's right there. You want to say hi?
Yeah.
Say hi.
Hi.
All right, say goodbye.